Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Special Characters, My Adventures with Text Titans and Misfits by Lori Siegel. This is the author. To all those who live their lives full of lobster moments. A note from the author. The events and experiences detailed in this audiobook that you're about to listen to are all true and have been written as I remembered them to the best of my ability. Some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of the subjects I wrote about. I've also condensed and combined stories to fit a wild decade into this audiobook and recreated dialogue to best represent that time period. Though conversations come from my recollection, my brain is not yet powered by artificial intelligence, so they aren't written to represent word-for-word documentation. They come from dozens of reporter notebooks, personal journals, text messages, and notes typed up in my phone that, thankfully, never disappeared. Luckily, I'm a bit sentimental and have kept detailed journals throughout my career. Also, most of my important conversations with Tech Titans were recorded live for everyone to see. All of the dialogue and stories you're about to hear are retold in a way meant to evoke the real feeling and meaning of what was said at the time, in keeping with the mood and spirit of the event. Happy listening. Prologue. The Lobster. A wise-looking rabbi named Dr. Abraham Twersky gazes into the camera, his long white beard giving him an extra air of importance against the black backdrop as he explains the anatomy of a lobster. The rabbi begins his online sermon with a description: a soft, mushy animal living inside a hard shell. At first, it's comfortable there, but that rigid shell can't expand. The lobster feels pressure and discomfort as it grows larger, and the shell becomes tight and confining. Eventually, he explains, the lobster hides somewhere safe while it casts off the old shell and grows a new one. It's important to note, he continues, that the lobster is incredibly vulnerable in this moment of growth as it hides under a rock formation, protecting itself from predatory fish and other creatures of the sea. But the discomfort is well worth it. Stress may begin the process, but by the end, the lobster has a new shell that fits. Of course, the lobster continues to grow, and eventually the new shell becomes confining, and the lobster must repeat the process. The only way for the lobster to grow is to feel the discomfort, stress, and vulnerability that come along with shedding its shell to grow a new one, over and over again. Chapter 1. Showtime. Ma'am, are you okay? The cop had pulled over and his partner rolled down the window. Maybe it was my heels. I must have been wobbling as I walked across 2nd Avenue. At 5'5", I'm committed to wearing at least 4 inches, but that doesn't mean I do it gracefully. The streets, which were usually filled with herds of NYU students bouncing between East Village bars, were now empty. I glanced at my iPhone as the driver of the police car cut the engine. It was 4:03 a.m. on August 18th, 2008, my 23rd birthday. I adjusted my white-collared button-up that I deem appropriate attire for anything professional and gave my best smile to the baby-faced cop and his older partner. Oh yeah, I'm totally fine. I was far too enthusiastic for this time of day. My body vibrated with the kind of energy you have before the years tick by and the circles under your eyes deserve their own nicknames. The kind of enthusiasm the policeman would surely deem a cover-up for a 23-year-old trying to appear sober. "It's a bit early to be walking here," he said. "This isn't a safe area for a woman alone this time of the morning. Do you need a ride?" I wasn't sure how true that was. The East Village seemed like a pretty safe place, even at 4 a.m. A part of me doubted whether I would have found myself in the same scenario had I not been a young white woman making her way to work. I hesitated. Should I ride in the back of a cop car or wait for the subway? After a bit of mental calculus, balancing the subway or a free ride, I climbed into the back seat. 58th and 8th, I called.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?